you guys were broke. Would have been nice to hear that before this past election.
Salt Lake County resident Wells Wagner told members of the county council that he and others were, quote, suckered into voting for a $50 million park bond, only to find out days later the county was asking for a property tax increase.
So I don't give a rat's what you say you can cut. And I would second that, a 16.2% decrease in our property taxes, the way you guys ought to go.
Salt Lake County's 2013 budget proposal includes a 16.2% hike, which amounts to roughly $59 a year for the average home. The original proposal was 17.5%, but was scaled down after members of the council found $2.5 million in cuts. Democratic Councilman Randy Horiuchi says even the slight dent that the council made in the initial tax increase was difficult.
We took every part of that budget and scrubbed it up and down until we were taking its hide off. And I mean, we literally got to know the budget very well this year, up close and personal. So the decisions that were made were really, I mean, we cut some things that were just crazy.
One of those cuts included the decision not to restore a 2% county contribution to employees' 401k plans. But the council's explanations didn't satisfy county resident Nate Jensen.
I looked over the budget. There's some of the line items I don't want to pay for. $30 million for grants, planetarium subsidy, Salt Palace subsidy, Southtown subsidy, equestrian park subsidy, fine arts subsidy, Salt Palace equipment. Come on, guys. There's some stuff that can be cut.
Outgoing Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon didn't address those specific budget items, but said despite the unfavorable comments, he doesn't expect any significant changes to the budget.
For the 140,000 new people in the valley, with things like gas going up, double, triple what it was 12 years ago, at some point you have to increase taxes. It's not possible to never increase taxes, and we felt it was the time after 12 years.
Salt Lake County will hold a second public hearing this Thursday at 6 p.m. before the county council adopts the final budget. Whitney Evans, KUER News.